Mix 96.5. Before there was texting or anyone sliding into a DM, there were high school notes.
You know, I always tell you about what I thought was the most embarrassing moment of my high school career.
Uh-huh. And then you find more notes to realize that they just keep getting worse.
And this was sparked by a picture my sister sent me last week. She's like, hey, do you remember this? And I'm like, what a... Oh, I remember.
Yeah, we're going now. Back to 1994 with Sarah Pepper's Small Town, where despite the fact it was small, a lot was going on, apparently.
We didn't have anything else to do. We had to create things. So this is my best friend Katie and I, and this is the first football home game. So in my high school, when you were a freshman, they called you a greenie. For the first week of school, you had to wear green shirts. Everybody knew who you were. Everybody tried to sell you an elevator pass. There was no elevator, but they tried to sell it to you.
Elevator pass.
Same thing. Okay, so for the first home game of the season, you were assigned a senior sister like Dazed and Confused, and they would take you out to the game.
And
so
dump food on you?
No, not dump food on us. But they would dress you up as an official greenie, and you would go to the game as a greenie. And my senior sister was the captain of the soccer team. Like, I don't even know how I got picked. I think it was like a charity case. But her name was Evie Cobb. And I was like, I can't believe Evie Cobb picked me. Like, I was so nervous and like so excited. This was going to be the best night of my life. So this is the Friday before the game. All right, the best night of my life.
Who do you want to be in these notes today?
All right. Well, which one of us is talking faster this morning? Because whoever's talking faster should be Sarah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You maybe
me.
Go?
Okay.
I think I've been talking faster than you. Okay. Talking very fast.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So this is the bell ring. We're at school.
Here we go.
Go.
Hey, Sarah. My mom said she can drop us off tonight, but she has bingo after, so she can't pick us up. Can your mom?
Friday night bingo at the church was big.
Katie. Yes, my mom said she can take and pick us up because she said she wants to come to my first game and get pictures of us. So you can tell your mom my mom will take us both ways. Are we supposed to meet our senior sisters at Taroni's at 6 o'clock for our face paint? And then my mom will pick us up at 11 at McDonald's after the game?
Two hot spots.
Plan.
By the way, you have to read it that fast because Sarah's notes have no punctuation.
Not
it's
at all.
Just all connected by and.
And by the way, these are written verbatim, so this is how it was.
Sarah, your mom's not going to take pictures of us at the game for real, right? That's so embarrassing. Maybe we can just take pictures before and that'll be okay. Don't forget your green shirt and your green socks. Evie said she already bought the face paint and the green hair coloring.
Uh-oh.
See you tonight at 5:45 at my house.
Okay, so this is the Monday after the football game, what was supposed to be the greatest night of my life. And the note that my best friend sent home with my homework because I couldn't go to school on Monday.
All right.
Okay. Sarah, here's your algebra and bio homework. We didn't have anything for theology, and it was a gym day, so sorry about Friday night. I had no idea you were allergic to latex and that the face paint had latex in it. Evie felt so bad and even came by my lunch table today to make sure that you were okay. I talked to your sister, and she said the swelling has gone down and that your face won't be red anymore. Sorry you had to get a steroid shot and miss the freshman initiation after the game. The good news is, when your mom had to leave to take you to the doctor, she stopped taking pictures of us in the stands. Anyways, I'll see you tomorrow at school. Page me later if you want to talk. It's gonna be okay. People will forget about it in a week.
How long did it take them to forget?
Never. Because we have my high school reunion this week and people have been sending me pictures of green face paint.
Wait a minute. Were you a greenie?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or did you become a ready?
Oh, I was a ready. Because this is what happened at the game. We were all sitting there, and have you seen the Nutty Professor? Katie looked over, and she's like, are you feeling okay? And I'm like, I am, but my face kind of itches a little bit. She's like, you're a little swollen. And it was hot outside in Indiana, so the
worse.
Green started to, like, you know, melt on my face. And when it melted, it looked like my face was sunburned. And Evie was like, are you going to pass out? I'm like, no, everything's cool because you're trying to be cool because you're sitting with the seniors. And I stood up. And as my mom is standing down at the bottom of the stands taking pictures with her disposable camera waving, I passed out and I hit my head on the metal bleachers. And they had to, like, stop the game. And the ambulance that was there to get the football players had to put me in the back of the ambulance. And they had to take me to the hospital. I had to get a steroid shot. I had to have a check for a I had a concussion protocol at the football game, and I didn't even play.
So you were red and green?
It was red and green. It was Christmas. Red.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. You're unconscious.
Sarah's allergic to latex. So if you think back on your high, this way, I'm going on record this time. I honestly think this was the most embarrassing moment of my high, because this was 1 week after I ended up dancing with my cousin at the freshman mixer.
This is 17 consecutive times that you've said, all right, guys, there'll never be more embarrassing than this. And you always find another note.